始まるかのパーティー、ここはフリーみんなにコーリー、いつものメンバー DJ、 どこにいてもつながる Say yeah。 人生なんて無くと雨、一緒にいればきっと晴れ、一人で泣いててどしげんて、みんなで踊ってアルデンテ、ここにいれば寂しくないじゃん、プロは揺らす3人1乗メータービームで照らす、掲げた束どこまでも出た、何でも叶う魔法の時間、ワンナイマジック、そんな時間てんてこまいへんてこまい、そんなの気にせず踊っちゃえ。初めてだって関係ない、好きにしちゃって It's alright。 人生なんて無くと雨、甘いばっかなんてダメ、トイレやんでちゃ口でんて、みんなで忘れて歩いて、君に伝えたいミュージック、一目見たらほら夢中に、僕を満たすようなマジック、もどかしい気持ちでふわり、さあ始まるこのパーティー、ここはフリーみんなにコーリー、いつものメンバー DJ、 どこにいてもつながる Say yeah。 人生なんて無くと雨、一緒にいればきっと晴れ、一人で泣いてちゃ出しでんて、みんなで踊って歩いて、寂しくないじゃん、プロは揺らす3人1乗メータービームで照らす、掲げた束どこまでも出た、何でも叶う魔法の時間、ワンナイマジック、そんな時間てんてこまいへんてこまい、そんなの気にせず踊っちゃえ。初めてだって関係ない、好きにしちゃって It's alright。 人生なんて無くと雨、甘いばっかなんてダメ、トイレやんでちゃ口でんて、みんなで忘れて歩いて、君に伝えたいミュージック、一目見たらほら夢中に、もどかしい気持ちでふわり、忘れたい夜はグーッと、涙をこらえるならキュート、てんてこまいへんてこまい、そんなの気にせず踊っちゃおう。
Hello!
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 You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You guys want to talk?
Yeah, sure. Hi, my name is Natalie. Yeah, great intro music.
Thank you so much.
My name is Natalie, and I'm a volunteer exec here at CITR.
You are the volunteer
exec. I am the volunteer exec. Didn't mean to undersell myself. Yeah.
Who are you? I am the music executive. And my name is Lana. And yeah, super excited for this fill-in. Natalie was very carefully propping her mic.
I didn't want to create like movement
with
noise.
With both hands.
You can kind of hear it though.
Just go for it.
Okay. Ooh, sorry. My bad.
I'm Dora. Hello, listener. I'm the music and volunteer manager.
I've done
so many fill-ins, and I have two more tomorrow.
Whoa.
Thanks. Because it's Fun Drive.
It's Fun Drive.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Donate.
CHR.ca/donate. We just heard Hi Domo by K.O. White. Have you guys ever heard that song?
I think so.
I'm obsessed with it. I'm listening to it on repeat all day. I found a YouTube video that's like this song that's like 14 minutes long. And it's just that song over
Whoa.
And over again.
That's commitment.
I'm obsessed. Make a longer
was that the one that was like just playing like while I was long?
No, while oh. you were talking was a very famous.
Yeah, okay. Because I was like, no, I don't know the names of that song.
Bruno Mars?
In Bruno? Do you want to explain the theme, Natalie? Or like what
okay,
we're doing?
Okay, I can try and explain. Because obviously I'm the mastermind and the only person who understands it. The concept behind today's episode is that each of us have selected songs with a certain intention, something we wanted to say with them, something we thought while picking them. And so we're going to play a designated person's songs, and then the rest of us are going to try and guess what that motivation was. Does that make sense?
It makes 112% sense.
Good.
Now I'm nervous.
But who do we start with?
We could start with my songs.
Okay.
Sure.
Yes. You choose the order and like intro which song you want to do.
Great.
Are we going to do like prefaces? Do we want to say like this
or
is
or
the
are we just
are we just going into
going
it?
All in.
All in, yeah.
All in.
Oh, I'm just gonna play the songs in the order I put them in. Yeah, in it. So, I have 5 songs, and we're gonna start with Dub Plate Original Mix by What's My Code. It's spelled Watts.
Like kilowatt?
No, like
what? Like what?
Lot.
Like what? What as in full stop?
Okay.
Like what? You know?
Yeah. Are you ready? I'll get you.
I'm ready. Should I intro the rest of them?
Oh, yeah, do it.
Okay, so then after that, it'll be Hangover.
Wait, what was it called again?
It was called Dubplate.
Dubplate, okay.
Dubplate's first, then Hangover, which is an Arabic song I found by Okawi Ortega, comma, featuring Ortega. So it's a group including Ortega and then also Ortega. They wanted to clarify.
Mark by Mark Jacobs.
Yeah, literally. And then next is, I actually can't even read the full title of the song. My Definition of a Bombastic Jazz Style by Dream Warriors. Fun little drum and bass song. Followed by, if I can, think I messed up the cue.
Okay.
That went smooth. I do not remember off the top of my head what the other songs are, so we'll start with those.
And we'll figure it out when we get back.
Yeah.
I tell the DJs what to play, you see? Play back that tape for me, yes, sir. Yeah.
taste the shit.
My definition of a boombastic jazz style. Here we go, are you ready for one other? Dream Warriors noise is new, discover all. Once again with a new blend, so telephone a friend.
Yo, Dream Warriors got this new song, it's dope, man!
Compact disc to the prime is Optimus. Fans are friends, I'm universal and cosmic. Concrete jungles abound. Stand by the speaker, you're smothered and covered up in the sound. You stand strong as you pump your fist. I'm talking all that jazz. Now what's my definition? My definition. My definition. My definition is this. My definition. My definition. My definition. My definition is this. My definition. My definition is this. My definition. When I kick rock,
rhymes, it's often said to do damage. Skin so strong, even Superman needs a hand. So bob your head, dread, as I kick the funk flow. This rhyme is subliminal, yet you don't think so. I walk with a gold cane, a gold brain, and no gold chain. Behind the truth lies, there lies a parapet. In the mix is where dream warriors go. Define if you will, but I know so. There is no definition. My definition, my definition. My definition is this, my definition. My definition, my definition. My definition is this, my definition. My definition is this, my definition. Right now I know it's a flow, it just like a poet. Your definition of me is definitely wrong. Why must I try to lie and build an alibi? When all you ask is just for me to be me. Replace a replaceable replacement with this. Relax, relax, relaxation, bombastic. My name is King Lu.
Mine is capital Q.
Bags of mostly water, search to find my definition. My definition, my definition. My definition is this, my definition. My definition, my definition. My definition is this, my definition. My definition is this, my definition.
Nardwar, the human serviette from CITR Radio. Please donate to the fun drive and keep on washing your hands in the free world and donate.
What's happening? I'm Owen Wilson. And I'm here to talk to you about a subject that's near and dear to my heart.
The CITR and Discorder Fun Drive. CITR's great. So is Discorder.
I don't know what to expect. I gotta be honest. I come in, it's like a little like I'm trying to get my bearings. There's cartoons, your mom.
Radio's cool.
So do the right thing. Donate now to the...
The CITR and Discorder Fun Drive.
You'd be doing me a solid.
Go to CITR.ca/donate.
Come on. Come on.
Sweet mouse enough for saddle swings, attachments to Japan.
on your hips. Three times wiser, two times harder, one time for this hot motherfucker. You know, I got the sauce. You got my zebra senses tingling, and I love what you do with my ding-a-ling.
You can come quick, I'ma let you fuck, but only in the next 20 minutes. If you try your luck, I'm only in for sex. Got your body in my mind, I'd rather have you all to me. I play pause to replay just to live the fantasy. Looking like a pretty boy, you see my lips are getting wet. Got that drip drip and you know it, you ain't let me just forget. Every time you're in my mouth, you got me worried, you won't fit. But I'm a problem solving bitch and this a problem I can fix.
Yeah, shy girl, Zega Bodega, you know, zebra fucking cat. It's over for you bitches. Zebra, yo, just fucked after blood, goosebumps on the shoulder bone. Smoke that good shit, let's get some. Never have to be alone. Yeah, I know you like to know.
What's up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Haenkamino-speaking Musqueam people here on UBC Vancouver campus. Natalie, do you want to talk about what we just heard?
Yes. The last two songs you heard were Lick It and Split by Zebra Cats featuring Shy Girl and Chanel by Tia Corinne.
And what did we hear before that?
Oh, before that, you heard... now that you mentioned, before that, you heard Dubplate Original Mix by What's My Code, Hangover by Okawa Ortega, featuring Ortega, and My Definition of a Bombastic Jazz...
Style Radio Mix.
Style Radio Mix by Dream Warriors.
Wow.
Wow.
So the concept of today's show, we're going to try to figure out what Natalie was thinking of.
What was Natalie thinking?
I was, like, so sure it was just, like, hype. And then Chanel played and I was like, I'm wrong.
What was the emotion behind this?
Well, that's for you to answer, no?
That was a rhetorical...
was for context for the listener.
Yeah, that was dumb.
That's what we're trying to do.
I'm not a cheater.
You want me to...
I want hints. I need hints. I need clues.
And okay. when I hear them, I kind of think back to that phase of quarantine when Natalie would just, like, send me insanely long Snapchat videos.
This was an era.
Doing, like, absolutely nothing in her room, but also just going crazy to all kinds of jazz. I don't know. That's kind of what I think of.
That's actually an adorable memory.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really sweet.
That is so sweet.
When was that? Like,
just last year.
Okay.
The beginning, of...
Like, it was, like summer and fall.
Yeah, it was, like, the beginning of lockdown.
Yeah.
When we genuinely had no idea what to do with ourselves.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I don't know. That's kind of what I thought of.
So, like, listlessness?
Yeah.
Is that what that is? I have no idea.
I think it's a sweet sentiment, but that's not why I picked this song.
But you're wrong, so.
You're wrong, but no, my professor today, someone like put up their hand and answered wrong. And she was like, she immediately, like, they didn't even finish their sentence. And she went, thank you for trying. And went to the next person.
Biggest
so thank
fear.
You for trying.
Honestly, like, good for her.
Yeah.
Like,
shout out Eugenia. Stats 200. It was my stats class.
Homie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I need another clue.
It's just like, I don't know. What have I been up to? What do I want to do with these songs?
Do you want to remix them?
Make a statement.
Is it because they're all remixes and you want to remix stuff and you want to DJ stuff?
Yeah.
And stuff.
Yeah, that's the answer.
Love really?
Yeah.
Wow, that is so exciting.
Yeah. I don't know. Has Maya not mentioned to you, Vin came over and he did a DJ lesson with us with his stuff. So shout out to Normie. Shout out to Vin.
Word.
Yeah. DJ, Godfather. But yeah, so I've been practicing on Serato lately. And I keep using it as a reason to procrastinate. Maya and I were going to do like a set on the 13th, but we ended up not because we were just like, we don't have time. Like, we started like last Wednesday. We don't have time to, we're gonna bomb if we do it. But also shout out to Maya because Vin was like offering them a set and they were like, oh, can I do it with Natalie? And I was like, oh, that's so sweet.
What an angel.
That's so sweet. And I really appreciated it. And so shout out to Maya, shout out to Vin, and also I'm excited to do things with these songs and use them to procrastinate constantly because it's really fun.
What do you find, like, exciting about it?
Just kind of, like, I feel like listening to songs now has become a lot more interesting because you're listening to the layers, which, like, I kind of always did, but it's, like, in a new way because you know what to look for now, and I pay more attention to the beat and whatnot. And what might go well together. I don't know. I feel like it's really fun. I also like my kind of like broken brain. The way that I'll like play two songs together at the same time and not even do anything. I'm like, yo, this is
tiring.
And like no one makes shit like that because it's bad. But I get to listen to it because I'm making it for myself, which I think is fun also.
I love this for you.
You're listening as from a producer's lens.
Totally.
And also my DJ name is going to be Arab Spring, if we get around to it.
With the exclamation point?
Yeah, or the one.
I like the exclamation point better.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You sounded supportive of the one.
I am supportive of the one. I also think that, like, lead speak is, like, pretty big right now, so, like, we can all calm down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's been overdone.
A little bit.
It's overplayed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, I also like the it looks like an upside down eye.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just, like, it's, like, really pleasing to me.
I agree. Any takes on it?
Any takes on...
You know what you should use?
Higher one?
Which aspect?
You should use, like, you know, like, the Spanish upside down exclamation point at the beginning of sentences.
Exclamation point? Yeah, I don't think you would be able to tell whether it was an I or
exactly.
A...
Exactly. But that you would know.
Goofy. That is goofed up.
Just, like, a silly long line.
A silly long
line. So
the
silly.
Top. Yeah. Just a thought.
Silly goofy.
You can
I'll,
have
I'll
it.
Look at, I'd have to visualize it. I'd have to type it out and see how I feel about it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Call in if you have thoughts.
Yeah.
I think that would look great. Arab Spring with just a really long eye.
Call in if you want to design the logo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I might... Oh, this is like... I've been getting into... I've been just finding ways to be creative. And I've been excited.
Wow. That's creative in itself.
Whoa. So. No. But, yo.
Did we just...
Whoa.
Did we just enter meta territory?
We just entered... Whoa, this conversation is getting deep.
Yo.
Salient. Salient, Lana.
Wait, are you using Photoshop? Or, because who did the VBL visuals?
The VBL visuals were all Maya.
Okay,
but
weird.
I am working with... Okay, so basically in one of my classes, there's like a game engine program we're using to do things and code. But I realized you can do things that look really funky on it. So I asked Haina, also from Normie, what she used to do her visuals. And I downloaded that. So I'm thinking, like, 3D visuals could be fun.
Oh, they're just sick.
Oh, to accompany the sets?
That could be crazy.
Yeah.
Like, that soundscape shit?
That'd yeah.
Be, yeah.
Fully immersive.
Immersive. VR.
Everyone gets a VR headset when they
and
enter.
And it's just, like, my boobs. Just, that's it. Commodifying
they're
myself.
They're, like, bouncing at different speeds.
Oh, my God. One of them is...
When the beat drops, on, it's, like, crazy fast.
Yeah. It starts lagging. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for that set.
Of course.
It was so good.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Do we want to do...
Can I play us one? Do you have anything ready?
Oh, my God. No, Oren.
Where's the content?
Another... I don't actually know what his job here is.
Admin coordinator.
Admin coordinator.
Did you almost call him an exec?
No.
Oh, word. Oh, word.
That was...
I heard another and I was like, another what?
Another, I was going to say, like, another member of CIA, another
word.
Employee.
Just another.
Yeah.
Just another. Just another one of us has a show, and I don't actually know what it's called because he was just telling me about it today.
Planet Flouston?
There we go. And he does Ableton stuff and is logging his progress on learning Ableton. And he was like, oh, we could, like, do something, like, in, like, but with, like, Serato, a Serato special. I was like, that's fun.
That would
you
be
should.
Fun.
That's super fun and cheeky.
Oren's show is really good. Planet Flossin's really good.
Gotta listen to it.
I might try.
Plug.
Plug.
Shout out.
Plug.
Do we want to do your songs now?
Sure. So.
Which one do you want to start with?
Yeah. I think I went a little crazy because they don't all follow the same theme. And to be quite honest, I think the first few were quite, like, vague in the themes, so open to interpretation, but, yeah, we could go in order.
Start with Sky Kisses?
Yeah.
Okay, word. This is Sky Kisses.
Bye.
I don't know.
I don't speak
Keder
Russian.
Keder Levinsky.
Levinsky.
Okay.
Phone in and correct us.
Yeah.
Insomnia is preparing your brain for sleep. goodness gracious. I might give a fuck on a rare okay shit. I was in my sauce too, cause it's outrageous. Do what you gonna do, you don't gotta explain it. I just booted up, so I'm concentrating. How much money can I make on vacation? Walk up in the party, now they eyebrows raising. Two bands on my shoes, they ain't even got lace. Cause that shit ain't for sale. Catch her off a basic bitch, cause I might break your nail. You a fucking donkey, I'ma let this chop up in your tail. I'm stuck in traffic, music blasting. They wanna know how it happens. Salute me like I'm the captain. You bitches is not a challenge. I don't do shit for a reaction. Want action, I'm snapping. Stop with the racket, Balenciaga, my fashion. My bitch is raging and blacking out. Keep my name out your fucking mouth before you find out what we about. Type of shit that you read about.
Charlie D from 2010 Radio. This week is Fun Drive here at CITR, the one time each year where we ask for your support to help us keep local, independent, and alternative voices on the air. CITR is a very important asset to Vancouver. Think about how many bad radio stations there are in this city. Think about how your dial always ends back up on 101.9 in a time when pop music is decided and determined by what will make the most money. A radio station with all its programming done by volunteers and funded independently is very important. Don't let advertisers choose what you listen to. Don't let the safe choice be the only choice. CITR keeps radio interesting. If you are in a position to contribute, please visit citr.ca/donate and help keep the radio interesting. Thank you very much.
This is Orin from Planet Floss.
And I'm here to let you know that...
This week is Fun Drive here at CITR, the one time each year where we ask you for your support to help us keep local, independent, and alternative voices on the air. So, where would we be without CITR? CITR has been a place of friendships, fun, and good music for years. The environment that CITR members and you, our community of listeners, has fostered has been home to some of the greatest, most bestest things to happen on air.
CITR to me is home.
But most importantly, it's the greatest place ever.
So.
If you are in a position to contribute, please visit citr.ca/donate to donate. Thank you so much.
Napoli canta il mor, cucchi lu mar argento, cucchi lu cielo tinto, cucchi lu sole bianco. Napoli canta sì ma non sa, Napoli canta sì ma non sa che sta morendo. Napoli è come un suono, è la città più bella. Vive sempre in festa e odia la protesta. Napoli canta, sì, ma non sa. Napoli canta, sì, ma non sa.
già ferito e se trascina stiente sta enorme monumento. Napoli canta sì ma non sa, Napoli canta sì ma non sa che sta morendo. Ma le scugnizze correre pa via un luoghino da felicità. Trascina stiente sta enorme monumento. Napoli canta sì ma non sa, Napoli canta sì ma non sa che sta morendo. Napoli canta e muore, Napoli è già ferita e se trascina stiente sta enorme monumento. Napoli canta sì ma non sa, Napoli canta sì ma non sa che sta morendo.
What's up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hencominum-speaking Musqueam people here on UBC Vancouver campus. It's Fun Drive. Go to citr.ca/donate.
Donate.
Donate.
And we are doing a fill-in. It's us.
It's us.
Ya
it's
boys.
Us. Guess who?
It's your boy.
Do you want to talk about your songs?
Sure. So.
Or just like say what they were.
The first one you heard was.
Sky Kisses?
Sky Kisses by. Sorry if I butcher this, by Keder Levansky.
Wow.
Sorry if I butchered it, though. And then after that, you heard Awake by JPEG Mafia and TK Meza. Definitely butcher that one. And then after that, you heard Rage by Rico Nasty, and then...
Napoli canta e more
by Donatella Vigiano. So
China.
Content winning. I had a
10 a.m. 10 something.
Go to bed, 10:50.
10:50.
Oh my god.
It's way past my bedtime. Yeah, so those aren't really, they don't really have much to do with each other. But, I mean, the first three kind of do. Like, I had the same general, I'm gonna emphasize general, theme in mind for the first three. And then the last one was, I just added it kind of spontaneously because I was feeling a certain way and thinking about a certain something. And that song is what I, like, associated to that.
A crush?
No.
Oh.
Although, if you want to hear about crushes and the perfect soundtrack to think about your crushes, you should go and listen to Spit in Your Ear. Because our Monday episode was all about crushes. So
that was so subtle. That was tastefully done, Lana.
Thank you.
I have no fucking idea what your theme was.
Is it like transferring? I'm just trying to think of anything that's relevant to you. Is it just like transferring courses?
Nothing is relevant to you.
I didn't mean
life changes.
I didn't mean it like that. I'm just like current events, yeah.
No, it's not even current events. It's just a very like. It's honestly really on the nose. It's like, how do those songs make you feel when you listen to them? Like, the first one, I feel, is different. Very simple.
The first one, K-Meza? Oh, no.
The
Sky Kisses. That one is, like, groovy.
It's groovy, and it's also very, like, it's very, you know, it's kind of like a void when you listen to it, but
I think that's a you thing.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Getting attacked. Here at CITR 101.9. You don't feel like that when you listen to it.
No.
Feels very, like...
It's dreamlike, but I wouldn't describe it
as a void.
Okay. Well, okay. Y'all rest easy.
We will, Lana.
Is that your theme? Like, is that your theme that the songs make you, like, kind of, like, zone out?
That one does make me zone out. And I listen to it, like, when I'm walking around and getting to places.
I do feel like each song, like, I could listen to on repeat if I'm in a mood. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, and actually, whoa.
That was my watch.
Okay.
Whoa.
Whoa. That was crazy. Yeah, and I kind of had that in mind when I picked them, but yeah.
I did it.
Good job.
Is that it?
That's not it, but like I had it in mind, so I'm gonna give it to you.
What was
it?
Thank you for attempting.
Yeah, what was it?
No, the first one was kind of, you know, trance, void, like just very, you know, losing yourself in the music. And then the other two were more... I don't know, they kind of remind me of that phase of COVID where we could actually go out. I guess we could go out again now, but it reminds me of, you know, that time when we semi went back to normal after a period of not being normal. And because they're very hype and very loud and very fun. So I think that was very like on the nose. But
is that what tied all of them together?
I don't know if that's like, what on the nose means.
Yeah,
they're not even tied together. I told you they're like so irrelevant.
Okay,
I didn't. Whatever.
Yeah, you just
I just
you went. You did a different assignment. You just did something else, and that's great. And
I'm
that's what's good about CATR.
I'm
you
not
just
even
going to
try and
thing.
Justify myself. I'm just like... I put a song. I played you a little tune.
Thank you so much.
I gave you a cheeky...
I gave you
a mom.
Cheeky tune Tuesday. It's not even Tuesday.
Okay. We're almost at the end.
What time is it? Oh yeah.
Should I just say what mine was? What my theme was?
At least play one, right?
Okay.
At least play one.
We'll play one. We'll do this one, I think. Okay, this is Drama by Erica DeCassier featuring Isabella Love Story from the Sensational Remixes.
Drama. Called you twice last night. Wish that I could rewind. Take back whatever I said, but I can't do that. Thought it was going so well. Now I don't even know. Said you did this and that. Best that I lay you low. I wrote you twice last night. Wish that I could rewind. Take back whatever.
Quiere ver cómo tú me lo das.
What's up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We're at the end of our fill-in.
Woohoo!
Look at us.
Woo.
Go to citr.ca/donate to donate for
Speaking
Fun Drive.
Of look at us. Look at us.
So you just heard Drama by Erica DeCassier featuring Isabella Love Story from the Sensational Remixes. What do you guys think is my theme?
Considering that's the only one we heard. I don't know. It's
drama.
Kind of like gleamy.
What?
Gleamy.
Oh, word.
But I use that word to describe a lot of songs.
Word. I like that. It's good.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
That's true. That's not it.
Yeah.
Just
oh
like
my God. Sorry.
In the booth?
Gotta go.
I'm professional.
What's your take? It's not drama. You
know,
can't say drama.
I think it's because, I think it's only because you mentioned this earlier about laundry, but it kind of didn't. It kind of did remind me of like the spinning cycles of a washing machine.
So you've got void washing machines.
You're really like pulling what you want. You're like, no.
Well, as long as like
what happens when bitches transfer to arts. Start seeing shit like voids.
To be clear, I'm not.
I know.
No.
Don't put the wrong energy
put respect
into the
on my
universe.
Name.
I've told people that they told you that you had to drop out and reapply, and they were like, no. And I was like, that's what they said.
Yeah.
That's
they,
facts.
Yeah, they did.
It's wild.
They did. Okay, are we really going to go into this now?
Later.
No, but they did. I basically, because I wanted to switch, like, faculties
yeah.
altogether, and I was like, okay, well, if I'm not taking any of my major courses and I don't actually get admitted to the other faculty, then they're not going to let me stay in my major.
Yeah.
And then they were like, yeah, that's true. But then, like, you can reapply. Like, and I was like, okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You made this so much easier on me. But, yeah, what was the theme?
The theme was regrets.
Whoa. Regrets?
Yeah.
No.
Why?
Regretting?
Nothing. I just
okay.
I wasn't pulling from my life. I was like, oh, as part of why I feel like
regrets.
I was so like lost. I was like anything. Like we could talk about anything.
Oh.
Yeah, me with my theme.
And then my theme. Was
my theme was that just, stroke simulation image that.
My theme was those AI-produced images.
Those, thank
where you.
You
can't
yeah.
identify a single object.
Thank you, my translator. she's like, let me take this one over.
I got you.
No one understands what you're saying. Let me take this one over.
We've reached the end of our fill-in, so we gotta go.
We gotta go.
We gotta go to bed.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Good night, guys.
You're welcome.
What?
You're
welcome. Yeah. Well, no, we heard you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. You're the one in Kusi. Welcome.
Kusa.
This is the point of a conversation where we start making noises.
And so we're gonna end.
And so
we're gonna end with "Gives You Hell" by the All American Rejects. Because that's what I wanted to play.
That sounds good. I like that.
Is that a regret anthem as well?
Yes. I guess it's kind of more like, yeah, I think it's regrets.
Okay. Let's see.
Ragrats.
Call in. What do you think?
I wake up every evening with a big smile on my face, and I never feel out of place. And you're still probably working at a 9 to 5.